Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
I think one of the most unused tools, I'll even call it a weapon in business, is silence. Let me explain. These days, when a business rushes to defend, in other words, a customer attacks, somebody, you know, has a bad day and they post a bad review, the moment we rush to defend, what we're doing is we're choosing to engage in combat with that person. And we now go force against force. And it's pretty much sideways energy, which means your business is now distracted. You're not going forward. And as a result, it's who is gonna win? It's a win or lose situation. These days, what I've been doing is earlier in the Daily Show a few months ago, I talked about doubling your haters and doubling your taxes, or 10xing your taxes and 10xing your haters. And I didn't just, you know, do that episode just for the heck of it. I did it because I wanted to do an experiment. I said, you know what? If I'm really okay with increasing our influence and our impact and our income, if I truly want to ignite 1 million souls by 2020, then what I need to do is I need to 10x the activity. Well, guess what happened? 10xing the haters came. And if you've seen some of our Facebook ads recently and posts, here they came, all right? So you never have to doubt human nature, right? But you know what's ironic is with these ads that you know have increased, we've gotten a ton more leads, a ton more loyal customers, a ton more engagement to help people. But also, the haters have come out in crazy numbers as well. And I had to do a gut check before we even started this to say, am I okay with that? Am I okay with that? And sure enough, I am okay with that. Because look, you're not gonna keep helping people if you're hiding. Let me say that again. You cannot help people if you're hiding. I like that. We're gonna do an episode on that in the future. But that is so true. And I'm gonna be honest and say, you know what? I was hiding for a lot of months, a lot of years. I was kinda hiding. I was kinda playing partially all out, but kinda holding something back. And I just felt convicted about that recently. And I said, you know what? I'm just gonna go all out. And so I have gone all out, but here's the interesting thing. Rather than respond to each hater one by one in hand-to-hand combat, I just went silent. And I partially just because there were too many haters, I couldn't even keep up, but partially just to sit back. And the most interesting thing in the world happened. I could not have predicted this. And I'm convinced it's gonna happen for you, and maybe it already has. Maybe you're the one who's it's happened to, and I'm just the slow learner here. But what's very interesting is people came to defend. I didn't ask them to defend, but people who had been served in our products and services, they came to our defense. And they went hand-to-hand combat with these people. I didn't have to. And what's interesting is these haters, they started attacking these people. And they started to say like, oh, are you his wife? Or are you this? Or are you that? And these people, you know, people call them trolls, whatever. But, I mean, they're just toxic. They're vicious. But you know what? These other people rushed to our defense. And I was just really encouraged by that. And it proved to me a point that says that silence is often your most valuable and effective tool in business. When you let me take cues from my favorite book, okay? I'm gonna say that Jesus, all right? Jesus went silent at his trial, and he could have gone toe to toe. He could have debated. He could have proved. But many times Jesus just went silent or he asked a question. And I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to say, you know, a question or silence next time a hater wants to expend all this energy at you to take you down. And what I think that it does oftentimes is it disarms them. I think they want to get validated by a response. They're getting attention. They feel important. And sometimes when you go silent or when you ask a question, it really puts them on the defense. And they have to clarify, like, yeah, what is my problem? Or why am I angry? Or, you know, what is my real question? And that often turns the energy toward you and toward your business. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. And just think about these things. And I'd love to hear your comments. Go ahead, post below. I'd love to hear what your thoughts are about defending, about haters, about silence, about questions. Because look, I'm a lifelong learner, and I'd be interested in your thoughts. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.